This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering a lot of different things around Douglas County, and this is a big area for agriculture, whether it's wine, grapes, or lots of other agriculture as well. So we try to bring that in the mix. A lot of you interested in gardening and have property and things like that. Logan Bennett coming in again from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Kyle.
So here we are, mid-February. We've had this kind of interesting weather season. And as you're probably aware, the folks tell us that right now the Cascades are all in Oregon. Worst snowpack since 1980.
Wow, I hadn't heard that specifically, but I have been monitoring and seeing that the rainfall in general has not been great, and we're kind of keeping track of that for what it's going to look like this summer for sure.
Well, yeah, and definitely. We were talking to Congressman Bentz this morning, and he was mentioning that, but noting that some years you really do get a lot of rain in March and April. Maybe that can make up some of the difference, but that could pose some interesting challenges if it doesn't in the world of agriculture this summer.
Yeah, well, let's hope that we see that April and March rain. That'd be fantastic for us. But either way, it's a good time now to start thinking about what crops you're going to plant, or if you already have perennials planted, how you're going to irrigate and when you're going to irrigate.
So let's run through a number of things here. First of all, what's kind of going on? What's currently happening around Douglas County for ag?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on what kind of farm you're running. One of my farmer friends texted me before I came on the show today and said that I better be sure to mention that it's getting warm enough, there's been enough degree days, that folks should be fertilizing their pastures. So the grasses are starting to take up their nitrogen. So if you're running a pasture and you plan to fertilize this year, now's a good time to start.
You know, and actually I noticed last night that the grass has suddenly started growing in my yard.
Yep.
And it was like, that was not like that last weekend. Because I had some time and I contemplated, should I mow the lawn? I'm like, eh, no, it's fine. Now it's like, yeah, I actually should have done it 3 days ago.
Yep.
And I'm pretty surprised at that.
I had that discussion with myself this morning. Went outside and was like, oh, maybe I should be mowing right now.
So mowing, also fertilizing, all that already here, huh?
It depends on the crop you're at. But yeah, for pastures, we are looking at some fertilization. If you're thinking about mowing your lawn at home, make sure that if you're doing it, it's on a well-drained soil. We don't want to get in there when it's super muddy.
Yeah, no, that for sure. Now, what about pruning? Where are we at on that?
Yeah, so depending on your crop, we're kind of at the tail end of pruning. There's still some vineyards getting pruned out, but some of the earlier stuff, like hazelnuts, are done. And I've got a pretty close eye on apples. I think they're probably next, apples and pears to bloom. And once we get bloom for any crop species, we're done pruning.
Now, some people use trellis systems. If they do, what should they be looking for there?
Yeah, if you've got a trellis, whether it's grapes or if you're trellising your blueberries or whatever, now's a good time to be going out and checking, making sure that everything survived the winter. Oftentimes, trellis plants have less foliage, so you want to make sure that anything that's been trellised is frost or disease-free. It's still a little bit early to be telling if you've got frost issues or disease issues, but now's a good time to start looking for that.
All right, and probably for soil, probably a good time to be really looking at that too.
Yeah, so that's sort of the holistic approach, is thinking about what your fertilization plans are going to be for this year, whether you're running a large-scale farm or a really small garden. We want to have that planned ahead when possible. So you can start taking soil tests now. I will say that if you do that, your nitrogen may not be the same as when you actually go to fertilize. Nitrogen's pretty mobile in the soil, but it's a good idea to see what your organic matter content is and how your plants performed last year versus this year. For example, if you're doing blueberries, now would be a good time to start putting mulch back on, whether you use plastic mulch or if you use wood chip mulch. And actually, the data shows that using both may be more effective. But if you're replenishing mulch, now's a good time to do it too.
Plastic mulch.
Yeah, so it's called row cover cropping or row cropping. Nope, not row cropping, row covering. Typically, plastic mulches are like tightly woven, almost like tarps, made of fabric that holds up for, 10 to 15 years. And they can be pretty effective.
Wow. You mentioned inadvertently cover crops.
Yeah. So we've been really pushing on the cover crops this year. If that's something you planted, depending on what you planted, keep an eye out for those flower heads to start developing. For example, with crimson clover. For the most part, we try to terminate cover crops right when they get pretty, unfortunately, so that they don't seed out. If you cut them before they start seeding, then they can be a really good biomass accumulator in the soil, and you don't necessarily have to deal with them year after year.
And because really their purpose isn't really to be a crop, it's really to help your other crops.
Right. So with cover crops, depending on what you planted, we're either scavenging nutrients, adding nutrients back into the soil, or adding biomass. And it helps keep that soil where it is. So it prevents a lot of that erosion issue.
Now, blueberries are getting bigger around here, it seems like.
Yeah. So this time of year, sometimes folks start to panic. Blueberries may start blooming now. And if we have another freeze, you might lose your first flower. That's called the king flower. And that's typically not a huge issue. They'll have a secondary and tertiary bloom where you'll still get fruits. But if you're starting to see a bunch of blooms, more than one per bud or something like that, maybe we would be paying attention, but that's pretty uncommon.
Now, what about, you kind of mentioned this already a bit, about fertilizer and soil amendment plans, looking at that now and not waiting around till you're kind of in panic mode.
Yeah, this is especially important for larger scale operations, but even for the folks that are just growing, you know, maybe a few raised beds, it's a good idea to plan out what you're buying in terms of seeds and what you're planning to fertilize with now, so that when we get to the point where you're planting and to the point where you're fertilizing, you're comfortable and know what you're doing.
All right. Now, what about planting? Is it too early to be planting like fruit trees, berries, that kind of thing?
So if you're doing bare root plantings, it's certainly not. If you're going to get some fruit trees, some ornamental hardwoods, stuff like that, now's a good time to actually think about planting.
Wow. And I would imagine nurseries are probably in pretty good shape with that.
Yeah. We're doing an apple grafting class in a couple weeks, so I was looking for Scion yesterday, and the nurseries are starting to stock up with stuff.
All right. Now, I always get dinged on this one. If there was an inspector, I would get a bad mark. Service your sprayers, water lines, irrigation systems. I never do that.
It's really important to winterize your material or your equipment and then bring it back out of winterization. So the last thing you need is when it's time to spray, you try to go and your sprayer doesn't work. Or if you start your irrigation line and there's water shooting out everywhere that's not supposed to be. So we try to fix that beforehand.
Next, you're going to tell me I'm supposed to change the oil in the lawnmower.
Yes, I am.
That, you know, I am meticulous with car maintenance. Because cars cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Lawnmowers, not so much.
Well, if you have to keep buying them because they explode, they do.
Well, I'm not quite at that level, but I'm certainly not following all the rules on that exactly right.
Fair enough.
So let's see here. What about pests and diseases?
Yeah, so right now is a good time to start kind of getting an eye on the crops you have. So if you're looking at wine grapes or blueberries, start seeing if you have some frost damage, and then that kind of gets you in the groove, because we'll be in spring before you know it, and then we're really starting to look for fungal diseases, we're starting to look for pests, viral issues, that kind of thing.
And by the way, going back to the lawnmower thing for just a minute, I will say that, you know, as you like, for instance, with the way the grass is growing right now, you go out and mow your lawn this weekend and you realize your mower is not really at optimum. This is probably the time to get it in before you're on this long wait that you really don't want to wait for.
Absolutely. That is great advice.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Logan Bennett, Oregon State University Extension Service, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, live tomorrow from Salem with State Senator David Brock Smith. Another check-in on what's happening in the Oregon State Legislature. Logan Bennett in with us from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Gosh, you guys, this time of year, you're really probably really ramping things up.
Yeah, it's starting to get busy. Spring is sort of when we start kicking off a whole lot of different things, and we usually start that with spring into gardening.
And, yeah, let's talk to that about that. We've got other things to cover, too, but a good point to mention your special event on March 7th out at Umpqua Community College. Tell people all about it.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're looking at a really good program this year, so it's going to be on March 7th. And right now we have 16 different classes that you can choose from. The way this works, if you haven't been to Spring into Gardening before, is you sign up, and there's a keynote speech, which I will be doing this year on compost. And then there are three sessions, and during each session you can choose a different class. And we've got some really cool classes this year, ranging from medicinal plants and their uses from the Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe of Indians, all the way to how to graft your own apple trees.
Wow, so a lot of different things, and you really kind of customize it for what you need.
Yeah, the goal with this is you can come learn from local professionals and master gardeners on how to optimize your growing space.
Okay, now how do people get signed up for this?
Oh, for sure. We have it on our website. So that is the Douglas County Extension site. You can sign up there. It's a $40 fee to sign up. And then we also are offering a catered lunch for an additional $15. And then there's some hands-on courses that have additional fees too.
And I would think for people that are, you know, whether you already know a lot or whether you're really at ground zero of trying to get started, I mean, this is, you get a lot of, as they would say, a lot of the smart people in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a little bit of something for everybody. If you have never even gardened before, we've got stuff for you. We have a really great intro to botany class that's going to be happening. And then we're doing some really kind of in-depth things like how to grow lilies. So there's something for everybody there.
All right. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, March 7th out at Umpqua Community College. Where do you do it out there?
Yeah, it's in the nursing building. So when you pull up, if you go up by the wine building and park, there's some good entrance right there.
All right. Very good. We'll mention that again at the end. So spring already approaching. We talked about the weather patterns, the low rainfall. What do we think for summer?
So it's still a little bit early. Now's a good time to start thinking about what you're going to plant and getting seeds. For the most part, we're not planting yet, but think about where you're going to put your garden this year, whether it moves or not. Think about what you're going to look at for shade, what you're going to do for water, because more than likely, we're looking at a pretty dry summer this year.
Yeah, boy. And with a lack of rain maybe in the mix, that's also at some point, especially maybe not for folks just right in town, but for folks in rural areas or larger plots of land, that's where you start getting into irrigation right issues and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year we offered a dry farming class over at the Extension office. And if I get enough interest, we can do something like that again. But this is where variety selection can be really important for what you grow. Some varieties do much better with little or no water than others in most plants that we look at planting in a garden.
So what about, what do you do if you're getting, you know, not now, but up the road for seeding? How do you plot that out as to when?
So this is what I call the dangerous time of year because the seed catalogs start coming in. And if you aren't careful, like me, you can end up with way too many seeds. But the idea is look at the space you have, what you want to grow, and how big each of those plants are. So for example, everyone's favorite is a tomato, right? When we plant that, it's an itty-bitty seed, but it can get up to, depending on variety, 4 foot tall and 3 foot wide. So we want to make sure that we're budgeting space for those plants and planting something that plays well with it. Not all plants play well together.
Well, and people get, because if they don't factor in space, they get burned later.
Right. We look at more disease issues, reduction in yield. We can look at dying plants and issues with water uptake if they're planted too close together.
And I see here you again are talking about equipment being in working order.
Yeah. This is where I was going to bring up the lawnmowers and weed eaters.
But it really is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. I burned myself last year for not maintaining a weed eater, and I needed it for a project I was doing, and instead I ended up in the shop with it.
And probably not at the time you wanted to.
No, yeah. Not at the time I wanted to.
And you can only borrow so many of those things from neighbors.
That's right.
For the most part. Are we seeing many of the problem weeds already?
Yeah, so right now is a really opportune time if you're getting ready to treat for weeds, whether that's using pesticide materials or if you're hand pulling or if you're flame weeding. They're typically most susceptible or least resistant to treatment during the rosette stage. And that means when the plant first pops out and it's got sort of a rose-looking formation before it turns into a bigger plant, that's when we want to try to treat them.
Now, you mentioned flame weeding. I thought that was just some people running amok a bit, but this is really a legit thing.
Oh, yeah. So it ranges all the way from big commercial ag with flamethrowers mounted on the back of tractors all the way down to single propane torches. And we're doing that out of the Discovery Garden. We're super excited about it with non-chemical weed treatment. I just saw they were out doing it yesterday. But it's not catching things on fire. So maybe less fun that way. But the goal is to move flame over the top of the weed for maybe half of a second. And the goal is to lyse the cells. So once you've damaged the cells in the plant, that damage goes downwards, and then it actually can damage the root structure. Whereas if you catch the thing on fire, it more than likely will come back.
So really, if you're doing this, this is where you really need to follow instructions.
100%. So there is obviously safety risks involved with this, so make sure to look up how to do flame weeding properly, and then how to do it effectively, too.
Yeah, and otherwise you might end up on a news story.
Yeah, we don't want that.
So let's see here. Buying seeds, planning fertilization schedules. Where are we at on that?
Yeah, so right now is the time to be buying seeds if you haven't yet. Think about what you want to grow now and heading into the future for your successional plantings over the summer. Seeds can take a while to show up if you get them in a catalog, so we want to be on top of that. And then depending on what you're planning on planting this year, if you're doing anything from the nightshade family like tomatoes, eggplants, or peppers, now is the time to get ready to start seeding your plants. We typically like to seed those between 6 and 8 weeks before the last frost date. And depending on which calendar you're looking at, that could be anywhere from March 31st to the end of April.
So what about upcoming programs and events that you have?
Yeah, we have a few things going on. Next weekend on Saturday, we're going to be hosting a Junior Master Gardeners open house at the Extension office. That's February 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. So if you've got a kiddo that is between 5 and 19, because we're having a Clover Bud Club now too, feel free to drop by and see what we're about. Totally free to attend, and you'll walk away with a cool fairy garden.
And what else do you have coming up?
We have a bee program that we typically do every year. This year we're calling it You, Me, and the Bees. It's going to be expanded this year. It's 4 sessions. And in those 4 sessions, we're going to learn more in depth about beekeeping, hive dynamics, hive care, honey harvesting, winterization, and marketing. So it's 4 sessions, once per month, starting in March, ending in July. We're skipping May. It's $100. But if there is an issue financially, please let me know. We usually offer scholarships.
And I see, I mean, you've got all kinds of classes coming up.
Yeah, sure do. Yeah, we're getting ready to launch Boots on the Ground again this year. That is a program where we work with veterans and start from the very basics of what does your land inventory look like and go all the way up to how do you sell your products. We also just started the Tribal Roots Horticulture Program up again. It's a really fun program. We are working with the Cow Creek Band of the Umpqua Tribe of Indians, and we're doing all sorts of horticultural therapy projects there. And then we're looking at starting a couple new series this year, maybe including one with the Douglas County Co-op. We're talking about it right now. Pretty excited about that, and stay tuned.
All right. Boy, a lot going on. And again, backing up to remind people about spring into gardening, what's the basics they need to know?
Yeah, so check out the website. It's on the Douglas County Extension website. You can look at the list of classes there and sign up for whichever classes you want and sign up for a lunch. And if you have any questions or need financial assistance, please feel free to contact me.
And if people are kind of delving into all of this, any of this for the first time, they probably have other questions coming up. How do they and can they get connected with you or somebody else in your staff?
Absolutely. So we have a plant clinic that we offer Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. That is free to come in and ask the master gardeners any kind of questions. Or if you have any questions for me, you can call me at 541-236-3015 or shoot me an email at logan.bennett@oregonstate.edu.
All right, boy, a lot going on in ag. Here we go.
All righty.
All right, Logan Bennett, Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.